Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're tackling a problem from someone else. That's why we call it OPP, Other People's Problems. All of them available on the Audacy app.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yep, that's exactly how we spell it.
Okay.
What's this?
Today we have Vicky, and I feel like Slacker, Aaron, and myself, I think we could just leave because she's got a wedding question.
Okay, you guys!
I can stay.
Plenty of them.
I think I've been married more than anyone in the room.
Well, that's true.
Vicky?
Yeah, guys.
What's the problem?
Okay, so here's what's going on. Way back when, had this big falling out with a close friend of mine. Haven't spoken since. Turns out she's getting engaged, and she sent me a package in the mail asking to be a bridesmaid.
She sent you a package?
So yeah, that's a big trend now.
Bridesmaid's really proposal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. That's a... We've raised that bar now, too. You can't just make a call and go, hey, Erica, will you be my maid of honor, or will you just... What's in the package?
I'm actually shocked that you're just learning about this. Yeah. This has been years. It's usually like a cute candle and a handwritten note and a necklace. And
did you do that? Oh, like you haven't.
I haven't gotten there yet. I've been engaged for 6 weeks. Can you leave me alone?
But you're going to do that.
Absolutely. But I'm going to try to do something more interesting.
Okay.
Oh God. Okay, so you're not, obviously you're not the maid of honor, but you've been asked to stand.
Right. I'm going to be one of the bridesmaids, which, you know, is like super touching. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. She wants to reconnect. But then I thought about it more and like, there's something that doesn't feel right and I can't really suss out what it is.
Well, it's the fact that you guys haven't talked in
a
while.
Yeah, he has more groomsmen than she has bridesmaids. So she's looking for fillers.
Yeah.
For sure.
Shut up! It's never, okay.
Can I ask more questions about the falling out?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, was it your mistake? Was it her mistake?
Was it growing apart?
Growing apart? Was it simple?
Honestly, she said some like really hurtful stuff that like I don't want to repeat here.
Okay.
But we fell out hard after that.
Then why in God's name would she ask you?
I thought that she wanted to just like reconnect, you know, water under the bridge.
My psychoanalysis of her is that she doesn't want to face what she said. So she's just going to be like, well, olive branch.
Move past, move on. That's in the past.
Yeah.
So right. I agree. It feels like that to me.
And I don't like it.
Yeah, it feels a little dishonest to like
how long
not
has it
talk
been?
About it. It's been 2 years.
That's a long time.
But you were super close before, right?
Oh my God, yeah. Like best friends since college.
I understand what you're saying, and I promise I'm not taking the bride's side. I'm not taking the bride's side, but at a certain point, do we really have to beat the horse? Can we just reconnect? Like,
you can, but you need to have a conversation about it. Yeah. You need to say what you said hurt me, whatever. You're not just gonna send a package that's be my bridesmaid.
But what if that's the first step?
And maybe it is. Because if Vicky isn't feeling good about that being the step, then I don't think you should do it.
But if one person's ready to go, let's just put it behind us, and other goes, actually, I want to drill down on the bad things you said to me. I don't think you'll be a bridesmaid in the wedding. Right? Like how, then she's like, good grief, never mind. I was trying to like move past it and you want to dwell on it, but I'm not.
Sounds like something.
I'm not a woman. I'm not a bridesmaid.
No, so I mean, you have a point, but Vicky, do you want to be a bridesmaid?
I guess. Like, if it's real, like, her wanting to reconnect, if that's real, sure. But if it's, like,
if it's a numbers game, no?
Yeah, if it's the numbers thing, or she kind of really does just want to, like, I think I need to hear how she has grown in the last 2 years before I can do this.
Can I just say?
I don't think she should be a bridesmaid.
No, I'm just saying, but, like, dudes, it's, like, 2 years go by, I see TX, and I'm like, bud, you want to get a beer? Sure. We're good.
Okay, but did you berate
you guys
him?
Don't talk about things.
Sure. I could say the worst things in the world.
He's just going. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Every day.
303-222-5423. Call or text. So then what are you saying? Refuse? Or, I mean, do you send back the package?
No.
Conditionally.
You give a call and you say, hey, I want to talk about some things before I'm agreeing to this because I just think it's been a long time. I also think there are plenty of brides and former bridesmaids and former maid of honors who have been through this exact thing.
Yeah.
So,
and
I'm
they
curious.
Can give advice on like, have you stood up for somebody that you didn't
right.
feel?
Or did you say no and that was the better choice?
But can I just ask this? If you say no, then I am assuming you're just not invited to the wedding then. You're either all in or you're out.
I know someone who said no and was still at the wedding.
Yeah.
They just couldn't afford it at the time. That's another part.
Being a bridesmaid is a lot. I wasn't, this last wedding I went to, I wasn't even. I was the something blue and there were like three of us and it was still so expensive.
Did you just say $1,000 to be a bridesmaid?
Or more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Yeah,
bachelorette, dress, hair or makeup.
Bridal shower.
Shoes. Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Lodging during the wedding. Like, yeah.
That's why you give them a $9 candle in the beginning.
So true. Here you go. You're like setting the bar. I got you this. So you're 100% out right now, Vicky, if you don't get some sort of, you need a sign of life. You need a sign that she's changed.
An apology, if you will.
What's
yeah,
that?
If I need to stand there, yeah, that's what I need.
And you need an actual apology.
Yeah.
I think that's valid.
I get it. I like the idea of like maybe we just show up and have a great night at the wedding. It'll be a magical weekend and we can all then we'll just be closer again.
But then she's also expected to go to the bachelorette and she's expected to, you know, spend a lot of money.
That's true.
I think you do have to have some form of a conversation. And like Erica said, I think there's plenty of people who've had to have it and you just got to choose. Do you want it bad enough to have it or do you just... Because there are certain friends that I've had a falling out with that if they asked me right now, I probably would leave them on red.
Oh, wow.
Because, dude, you said, like, if I don't know what she said to you, Vicky, but I've had some friends say some terrible things to me at the end.
Oof.
Because they know your deepest insecurity. Like, your true friends know your buttons. And if you choose to push those at the end, peace. There is nothing you're going to do to salvage this. No ornate candle or whatever. Is
really? But what if it was for you? What if it wasn't a wedding? It's like, hey, man, I got F1 tickets. See you this weekend.
Son of a...
We good?
Oh, we're good. We're good. You're right. There, I can be bought.
If it's your thing,
can.
You know?
It's okay.
Yeah. Vicky, hang on. We're going to figure out what your plans are for this wedding. I don't know. I hate what you guys said about it being lopsided. I definitely had people have to stand for me because I think it's normally lopsided the other way. Also, girls have 20 friends and guys are like, I'm scrambling.
Guys, weddings do not have to be even anymore. Mine will not be.
It won't. You'll have a bunch on your side.
Well, I have two sisters. My fiance has no siblings, so...
So he's just going to be up there by himself?
No, he's going to have...
He's just going to be like...
He's going to have like a best man and stuff, but it's just not...
But then like some Craigslist stand-ins or something?
Yeah. No, they're his real
we can
friends.
Be bought.
Yeah, but we can be bought.
Oh, no,
yeah,
you one two.
We'll stand up now. I don't care what he said about me.
Let's go. Okay, back to Vicky. What should she do now? I think the consensus is just going to the wedding and the bachelor. That's not going to happen. So...
What's T-Hack's consensus?
No, he's just like, oh, you're right. But like,
well, I mean, I don't know. Things. It sounds like it wasn't. That's more if they grew apart. Yeah. If something really bad happened, I can see it.
You
like,
gotta
it's
got to
come
sort of,
up. It's going to be underlined.
But if you want a full blown apology, that might be too much.
But also, if you don't talk about it, either bachelorette or wedding
you're
night,
you're going to get drunk and it's coming out.
Yep.
Yep.
And you do not want that.
That's so true.
Yeah. Okay, well, right. Good luck.
Help Vicky with her bridesmaid dilemma here. 303-222-5423.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Vicky and learning a lot about the bridesmaid process.
Mm-hmm. It is such a journey.
I don't know if you didn't know this, Erica's getting married.
And,
what?
We've almost got a date. Almost. Don't say it on the air because it's not signed yet.
Jularch. Okay, now here's the thing. So Vicky hasn't talked to her friend in years. They had a kind of a massive falling out. And unfortunately, this friend at the end said some things that weren't great. Like
we've all been there.
But then out of the blue, without an apology, without anything, she sends what I didn't know about. The bridesmaid invitation package.
Yep.
And now she doesn't know what to do. Would you go? Would you like, you guys are like, if she, how strongly you feel about an apology is weird to me.
I just find, and I think Vicky actually used the word dishonest. I find it would be extremely dishonest to still be holding on to the feelings of a bad fight. And be like, yeah, of course, I'm like, can't wait to celebrate you, girl. Love you. Like,
it's so fake.
Yeah. Like, I don't want that kind of energy around me if I'm a bride. But the bride's asking for it.
Because maybe, like, I don't remember if you said this, Yak. Maybe the bride's just like, move on.
And yeah, like, but you also have to take, to an extent, you have to take accountability of your own actions. If you were a B to your best friend, you have to own up to it. We need to talk about it.
Didn't the 2-year prison sentence, didn't that... Like,
but it wasn't a prison sentence because she wasn't asking for forgiveness.
But isn't everything about a wedding, except for the love, fake? I mean, you're wearing. Like, I'm wearing a suit. I never wear a suit.
You're right. It's a pageant, and that's not real.
It is real.
It's a celebration of love.
Yeah. Then you're saying everything is fake.
I said accept the love. I said accept the love.
No, but like,
there are other ways to celebrate your love where you don't put suits on.
Maybe I want to put suits on.
Okay.
Rachel.
Yay.
What do you think should happen with this little Vicky bridesmaid situation?
Honestly, I don't think it's a good idea. Just based on all the wedding Reddits I listen to, there's most likely an underlying reason why it was set, whether she needs a filler or they need to hit like a quota on the money for the whole thing or something.
Oh, like you gotta hit like the food and beverage minimum. So
yeah, certain head count, and if you're
believe me, it's real.
You gotta reach out to other people.
Can I just throw you a little bone here, Erica?
What?
You need to hit a beverage minimum. You put me on that guest list.
Oh.
I'm going to get you there.
The food and beverage minimum, it will be far surpassed. Yeah.
We'll start talking about maxes instead of minimums. Yeah.
So then you're just a hard no, Rachel. You're like, just say no to the wedding in general. Say, I don't want to be your bridesmaid. I don't want to come to your thing. Die in a fire.
I would say unless she reaches out to say, like, hey, did you get my gift? Can we talk? Then I would say hard no, yeah.
Okay. Like, wait, like, don't even call her? And is she?
Why is this the way she's reaching out?
No,
after
I agree.
2 years?
Okay.
It's pretty passive.
It's so passive.
Slightly aggressive.
That's why I love it, though. That's who I am. If I know I did something wrong, then I'm going to try to, like, I'm just going to try to slide.
I love.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to slide back in the, like, it's like, hey, we got.
Yeah, it's kind of you have a fight with your significant other, and then eventually you're just like, hey.
Hey,
how you doing?
Give him a little poke. Huh? Little
come
butt
on,
slap.
Don't be mad.
Yeah,
but
come on,
2 years later with your best friend who you berated.
She sent her the candle.
No, that doesn't. No.
I don't even want the candle.
Nikki?
Yay.
You've been in this position.
I have. So this was a while ago, but I had a falling out with the bride beforehand. Some like ugly stuff was said. And I ended up being in the wedding. It felt really weird. Even the guy that I was walking with, I remember being at the reception being like, why are we here? And we did the pictures. We went through with the whole thing. And immediately after the reception, I left. And I haven't spoken to her since.
Ooh.
See?
So if you could go back in time, because Vicky is back in time for you right now, what would you do differently? You just wouldn't be in the wedding? Would you try to talk it out first? What would you do?
I would definitely wish we would have talked it out, because I felt like a whole bunch of animosity, and then I felt kind of used for being there.
And you spend money. Like, you're spending your own money to be a part of something.
And like showers and bachelorette and the whole thing, and then it was kind of like, why am I here?
So can I just need to get this straight.
And peace out.
Nikki, Erica, you guys are literally saying she hates this woman still, but she's inviting her in for the gift, for the money.
Or she thinks this is the easy way to deal with what happened and she's not addressing it.
Yeah. I don't think she wanted the gift from me. Like, we were in our 20s, so it's been like quite a while, but it felt very like misguided. Like, it didn't feel like a genuine, like, I want you here.
It's yucky.
But it's your day. Yeah. Why would you want some bee you don't like at the ceremony at all, let alone standing right there?
Do you know that some people care more about how things present than how they are? And in that case, yes, weddings are fake.
Do you know what is consistent about the people who care more about what it presents than anything
they get
else?
Divorced.
They're all female.
Oh.
I was thinking the divorce thing as well.
Trust me, I know both.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.